This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we are joined by Zach Halen. And Zach is the executive director of the Truck Safety Coalition, and we have heard that accident numbers have gone up on our highways, especially in Pennsylvania. Zach, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me, Larry.
You know, there's quite a few people, and I know there's somewhat of a battle between 18-wheelers and the 4-wheelers when you're out on the highways. I always thought it made sense to give the 18-wheelers as much space as they need. But that said, what is going on when it comes to truck safety?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot. And I just want to, give you credit there for your first point. Yeah, it takes everyone to travel the road safely. At the same time, we need to appreciate the fact that drivers of trucks are professional drivers. They take specialized training and have a responsibility to operate that vehicle safely, which is often 80,000 pounds or more, just in the same way you do as a driver around pedestrians or cyclists, right? You have a greater responsibility when you're in that position. And so there's a number of things. I mean, truck crashes are up, fatal truck crashes, roughly 75% since 2009 nationally. You mentioned Pennsylvania, up 40% in the last 2 years that we have on record from 2020 to 2022. So it's highly concerning. There's a range of issues that contribute to truck crashes more than we have time for. But there's two promising developments that we're really keen on that can help lower those numbers, which would be automatic emergency braking for large trucks and speed limiters, which would limit how fast large trucks can go.
Zach, Paul Rasmussen here. You know, it occurs to me in my commute every day, it's about 35 minutes each way and mostly on interstates, that I encounter just an unbelievable number of 18-wheelers. And
sure.
What goes through my mind is how much different it must be for someone driving that rig as opposed to me in a sports sedan. I have, you know, almost instantaneous throttle response. I can brake on a dime and make curves like I'm on rails, right? But an 18-wheeler,
right.
I mean, give our listeners an idea of how much stopping distance they have to plan for and how fast they can really get up to speed in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's typically at least a football field and that's in perfect conditions to come to a good clean stop. When you're dealing with wet roads, you're dealing with potentially overweight trucks, whether it's illegal or permitted by an exemption, you're talking maybe upwards to 3 football fields. So you're exactly right. I mean, trucks, again, that's why it takes specialized training to drive a large truck. It's simply not the same thing as anyone could probably attest to. It's simply driven a moving truck or towed a boat or, you know, done anything outside of just operate your typical four-wheeler, as you mentioned. But again, while everyone has a duty to operate safely, there are many things that can be done to limit and reduce these high negative interactions that are occurring between large trucks and passenger vehicles.
And what are some of those things? Some practical tips for people who are out and about right now?
Well, the two things that we're really pushing for, it's not necessarily related to what you can do. As a driver, of course, whenever possible, get around, give space, but that's just simply not always going to be feasible. You know, and you mentioned all the trucks you see on the road on your commute. Nationally, 1 in 5 should be placed out of service for safety issues. That's the rate that you get for trucks that are inspected. Typically, these would be for braking, having faulty brakes. So just think about that. Next time you drive by a number of trucks, I mean, and that's considered acceptable, you know, that current rate of kind of noncompliance, which boggles our minds here at the Truck Safety Coalition. However, that said, again, two initiatives that we're really keen on that some rulemaking has begun over at Department of Transportation is automatic emergency braking, which can, just like in passenger vehicles, it can automatically cause that vehicle, that truck, to stop before striking the object. And if it does strike the object, it would be a significantly less severe of an impact. Estimates are that it can reduce large truck crash fatalities from that type of a crash, you know, the front of a large truck to the rear of a vehicle, by roughly 50%. And that's one of the most often crash types we see, whether a driver is fatigued, whether they're distracted, whether they are drunk or drugged. This automatic emergency braking kind of can be an intermediary that kind of takes care of that issue. Certainly doesn't fully resolve it, but can really reduce the deaths that result from these kind of negligent crashes.
Zach, you know, I like to give truckers a break when I can, if they need to pull out and change lanes, or sure, if they need to know that they're... But you, why don't you give our listeners the word about what would a trucker appreciate most right now from the drivers that are surrounding them on the Parkway East?
I think it's the same courteous behavior I think you would want as a driver. Acknowledging a passenger vehicle and a large truck are quite different. Don't cut off a truck. In fact, there was a crash. I'm trying to recall exactly where now, if this was in Ohio, where a passenger vehicle trying to get onto an exit ramp crossed several lanes of traffic, cut off a truck, causing the truck to then have a crash that was eventually investigated by the National Traffic Safety Board, which means it was a pretty high-profile crash. So that certainly does happen, that passenger vehicles can act irresponsibly. And, don't do that. Don't do things that make things dangerous for anyone on the roads, especially when you're dealing with a large truck.
Well, Zach, appreciate the time this morning. Be safe. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your morning.
All right. Zach Cahalan, Executive Director of the Truck Safety Coalition, heads up, headed out the door.